WBZ H910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Your voice, your vote. I'm Michelle Franzen. Polls begin closing in just a few hours. Americans turning out to carry out their civic duty. In Coral Gables, Florida, Michael Green cast his ballot with his daughter by his side.
Ready to go. Very important. You know, a lot of people have sacrificed so much for our right to vote. So wanted to teach my daughter about the importance of it early.
Aside from a few glitches, election officials say there are no major issues at the polls. The FBI says earlier it appears Russia tried to interfere in several states with a series of bomb threats. ABC's Faith Abube is in Fulton County, Georgia.
They have investigated them. They don't think that any of them are credible. In fact, the Secretary of State said that they believe that they're coming from Russia.
Candidates will also be tuning in. Donald Trump will monitor results from his Florida estate. Kamala Harris holds a watch event at her alma mater, Howard University in Washington, D.C., both trying to reach 270 electoral delegates to claim victory. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com. For 910 WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. It's election day in Wisconsin, and voting across the state is underway. The polls opened at 7 a.m. this morning and will remain open until 8 p.m. Voters who don't know where their polling place is can check with their clerk or online at myvote.wi.gov. If you haven't registered to vote yet, you can still register at your polling place today. Voters must bring an accepted photo ID with them, and if you're registering to vote, you'll also need to show proof of residence. If you're still in line when the polls close at 8 p.m., stay in line as you will still be allowed to vote. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is once again asking residents to report any black bear den locations they find while spending time outdoors. According to a press release, locating the bear dens will help DNR officials conduct their black bear litter and diet survey, which seeks to use the gathered data to create new estimates of black bear populations in bear management zones. The study is in its fourth year, and researchers are specifically looking for more dens in management zones C, D, and E across central and western Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Association of School District Administrators has named School District of Superior Superintendent Dr. Amy Starzecki as the Wisconsin Superintendent of the Year. According to a press release, Dr. Starzecki was recognized for her efforts to increase graduation rates and overall student achievement through community partnerships. The Wisconsin Association of School District Administrators will present her with the award at their convention in January. Dr. Starzecki has also worked for Duluth Public Schools. The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources is reporting a slight decrease in the number of firearm deer license sales this year. According to DNR officials, just over 160,000 residents have purchased a license a week ahead of the deer opener. The total number of licenses purchased is about 600 lower than it was last year and significantly lower than the number of licenses purchased in 2022. This year's license purchases are approximately 6,000 fewer than in 2022. Minnesota's deer hunting season begins on Saturday. For 910 WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers make a trade. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The NFL trade deadline was today, and the Packers send Preston Smith to the Pittsburgh Steelers for a 7th-round pick. The Steelers will also pick up the tab on Smith's salary. The veteran linebacker, who's had his role reduced this season in Green Bay, turns 32 later this month. College basketball, the Wisconsin men's basketball team opened up their season last night with an 85-61 win over Holy Cross in Madison. Head coach Greg Gard asked if he's determined who his starting five are going to be.
That was my main message to him tonight. As we go on this journey over the next five and a half months, we have to be together because it's going to be different people on different nights. Who starts, in my mind, I've never talked about it and made a big deal of who is starting. Everybody knows they need to be ready.
NBA, the Bucks battled but let it slip away in the final minute, losing in Cleveland 116-114. The Bucks host the Utah Jazz on Thursday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Some leftover showers this evening, mostly cloudy overnight and lows in the mid-30s. For tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds and cooler, highs in the upper 40s. Around 50 degrees and a mostly sunny sky for Thursday. It's 42 right now.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Did you get Norske Nook pie for breakfast? Mr. Buck, I don't see any raspberry cream cheese pie over by you, so point for me.
Good morning, Mr. Buck.
Sometimes you're just incredibly mean.
Can we be happy for the fact that Todd Alba is delivering pies? Don't we have the best coworkers here?
Oh, yeah, great. With you literally rubbing pie in my face.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
Darren Van Ruden, president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden wasn't really concerned about hearing from the farmers after he got done being unhappy with you about an ad you made months ago.
Our members didn't get to tell their stories. And in the end, if you don't agree with each other, at least the conversation can happen. That really didn't happen.
One would think being in Congress would require a slightly thicker skin.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll look back at the vote totals, give you updates, and have our news team from around the state join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app, this is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show. You can be part of this fine production on Election Day, 855-752-4842-855-75-CIVIC. If you are going to be waiting up all night for the returns to come in, well, you might be waiting just a little bit longer. Breaking news out of CNN, Milwaukee, Wisconsin will rerun about 30,000 absentee ballots through tabulating machines out of abundance of caution after finding evidence that the doors on its tabulating machines had not been closed properly, city spokesperson Jeff Fleming said. Here's a quote from Jeff. There have been extensive discussions with election officials here in consultation with people in Madison and our attorneys, and they said, let's make sure there's absolutely no question, so that part of the process will be redone. Now, all tabulated machines are being set to zero, and the ballots we put through the machines again, he said. This could add several hours to the counting process, according to Fleming. Although the biggest time sink in counting is processing absentee ballots and their envelopes, which does not have to be redone for any of these ballots. The problem with the machines was caused by human error, and, quote, we don't believe they were tampered with in any way. He goes on to say, we don't want any questions about the accuracy of the results, so we're going to make sure that they are run correctly. So 30,000 absentee ballots being rerun through tabulated machines because the doors had not been closed properly. 855-752-4842. Talking about elections today, what's your experience been like? Did you vote early? Did you get in line? It took me 15 minutes in Milwaukee today. Longest took me to vote for some time, but I'm not complaining. There were people still in line in different ward lines longer than that. So it was all good for me. What is it like for you? 855-752-4842. Let's get to some of our callers. Jim from Brookfield, you're up. Welcome, Jim. Happy Election Day. What do you got for us?
Oh, thanks, Tom. Well, I got the recommendation or just the encouragement for those of you who have not gotten out and voted, get out there. You still have a few hours. The rain is stopping across the state, so
yes.
Please get out there and vote.
Yes.
Secondly, I also have the recommendation based on the past two elections, this one in 2020, my wife and I went early in person to beautiful Brookfield. This year we went a couple of days after in-person started. We're in and out of there in 10, 15 minutes, both of us. Okay, so we did it in 2020. We went there the first day, first morning in person. We waited in line about 45. So
wow.
We wait for the initial rush to go by.
Yeah.
And then, wait for the peak to pass or the initial rush. Also, just one observation, which was kind of interesting, Brookfield did have poll watchers, one from each party, and it was fairly easy based on demeanor and appearance to determine which was which. And the Democratic Observer was standing there very nicely. I made eye contact. He smiled and said, "How you doing?" I said, "Doing well, thank you." The Republican Observer, I made eye contact, and she frowned and turned her head. She did not look happy. So just based on demeanor. Anyway, I just thought that was just kind of a fun observation. And finally, I'm not going to jinx anything and go on, you know, post-Trump era, but I think you're right, Dom. He eventually will fade away, and people like Johnson, there's nobody that has his charisma.
Right.
I think he will, you know, slowly fade away after he contests everything, and they just have to move on. You know, I mean, yes, there always will be the diehards, but they were out there all along.
That's a great point. Trump's antics brought those diehards out, and they kind of overwhelmed the quote-unquote, you know, reasonable, I guess, you know, the Mitt Romneys and the Paul Ryans, if you could even say that, because I got my own issues then. But, man, I kind of long for those days, Jim. Hey, let me ask you before I let you go, Jim, and thank you for playing along. What was your, like, motivating factor to get out and go vote? Or if you had a few, what was it for you?
Well, first and foremost, it's our constitutional right, and it's our, I feel it's our duty as a citizen of this country, with all the rights that were afforded and whatnot, to get out there and to, you know, exercise our right to vote. Earlier they were playing that Willie Nelson song, "If you don't like who's in power, get out there and vote."
Yeah.
You know, so I really, you know, but just, you know, mainly the main driving force was the choice of candidates. There could not be a more stark difference. You're right. Who would think the Romney, even W, you know, would be considered like a moderate now? Right. I mean, come on, really? I mean, a convicted felon, and I mean, a chronic liar. I mean, just go on and on. I have two, you know, young children, and I want a country that they can grow up and live in that's, you know, not, you know, one based on, you know, lies and a power-hungry fascist. You know, I keep telling my girls, this is not how it was when I grew up. Whoever lost, Democrat or Republican, they stood before the cameras and faced the cameras and said, I called my opponent, and I wish them well, and I will do all I can for a peaceful transition of power. That's what's missing today, and that has been missing, not only from Trump, but Scott Walker never faced the voters and said that. He held a press conference a week later. Whoever it is, win or lose, you should face the cameras and say, it didn't turn out the way I wanted, but I wish my opponent well, and I'll do all I can for a peaceful transition of power.
Well said, Jim. Longing for the better days, as it were. Yes, you know, conceding a race, congratulating your opponent, and wishing them well, because now that they are in that position, don't you want them to perform well? Don't you want them to have effective governance? And I guess it depends on what your specific policy item is. But as a general rule, yes, now you are the president, or now you are, you know, the speaker, or now you are a congressman or a senator. Please, you know, remember your constituents. Talk to your constituents and have your constituents, you know, reach out to your friends and get along and try to engage in self-governance in a respectful and civil manner. What a concept. I mean, Donald Trump still hasn't conceded the 2020 election. He literally was on the campaign trail less than a month ago saying he won. Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, second in line after the VP to the presidency. Yeah, he won that election. I mean, it's just beyond the pale. Yes, we don't. I want our children to inherit a governance, a country that works for the betterment of the country, and instead of padding the pockets. It's been such a grift, some of the things I object to when you think about, you know, if politicians have access to early information and they can, you know, go trade on that data, because, you know, if you're in a committee hearing, well, that's public, and as soon as you hear that XYZ corporation is doing A, B, or C, well, you could trade on that, good or bad. You know, that seems a little off to me. I don't like the insider trading thing. That stuff should always go away. You should not be driven to go into this kind of service for self-service, in my humble opinion. I mean, who would want the crappy job? I mean, Senator Ron Johnson spent like $10 million of his own money to get a job that pays not that much. in an on an annual basis. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to make that money back on your labor, Senator. So there's got to be a greater, better reason to do it. And I just, you know, I get it. It's idealistic and people are human and we're flawed and, you know, we all got to work through and find our better selves. It should be always the case instead of falling back on our worst self to try to get what we want. And I think that's, we see that very stark difference between the Harris campaign and the Trump campaign. We do have sound from both of those candidates we will get to today as well. But curious to know, what's your voting experience like? There apparently have been some bomb threats in Georgia originating from Russia. They did apparently investigate. They said Brad Raffensperger from Georgia said that it was not a valid threat. But those kinds of things are going on. Wisconsin not among the states targeted by polling place bomb threats linked to Russia. So that's not happening here in Wisconsin. Megan Wolf, the Wisconsin election commissioner, said this: we do not have any information that there are active or ongoing threats against any polling places in Wisconsin. We do have a great coordination with all the law enforcement officers. So on election day, if something happens within the state of Wisconsin and other states, that they share the information with us. So if there were to be some kind of incidents, we would know very quickly. So far, so good here in the state of Wisconsin, but shenanigans are certainly going on. I want to throw one other one out there as well, 855-752-4842. What's your experience been like? And how are the lines? What's your motivation? How are you feeling today? We'll get to you, but I got to throw this one out there as well. Of course, Matthew Chapman reporting at The Raw Story. Former President Donald Trump is already claiming cheating is taking place in Philadelphia with the voting process in an angry post on Truthy Social.
Of course.
That didn't take long.
It took longer than I thought.
Right, right. I mean, who's got the over-under on this? Someone, is there a pool? There's six minutes. A lot of talk about massive cheating in Philadelphia, wrote Trump. Law enforcement coming, 3 exclamation points. The former president did not clarify what he was talking about or provide any evidence to support the notion of cheating in Philadelphia. Moreover, CNN confirmed that the Philadelphia Police Department is, quote, not aware what Trump was referring to and did not know of any issues with voting that required a law enforcement response. Of course, this comes amid widespread reports of massive turnout in Pennsylvania. Massive turnout in Philadelphia, one of Pennsylvania's largest reservoirs of Democratic voters. So apparently the former president thinks it's cheating when there's lots and lots and lots of people line.
Especially
to go
if they're
vote.
Not voting for him.
He doesn't know that. There's some
but
of those.
But they might
there.
Not.
They might. And as mentioned, you know, the Republicans, at least Donald Trump and this MAGA, they will be happy to martyr their own Republican votes so long as they can get rid of some more Democratic votes, regardless, which is, of course, just despicable. 855-752-4842. Oh, I do want to get to some of the texters out there as well. You know, one of the questions we talked about is what would happen? What happens? Trump loses. At some point, Trump will no longer be with us. He won't be involved in the party. He'll be you know, retired, or he'll be in jail. Who knows what the circumstance will be? But at some point, the guy's 78 years old, 78 and a half almost. At some point, he will fail to be with us. What happens to this movement? Is there someone who inherits it? Is there a new standard bearer for that? Who may it be? I don't know, man. I think it's like a balloon that's not tied. All that air comes out of it, it just kind of blows away, and they're going to have to find something new. I don't think it lasts beyond Donald Trump. That's an opinion of mine, and that's why we talk. 855-752-4842. Coming back with your calls and your text, plus sound from Harris and Trump.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
It's time to get out the truth about Eric Hovde. Hovde made his money the old-fashioned way. He inherited it. How can he relate or make decisions for us? Now he's the CEO of a billion-dollar bank in California and a huge landlord. With people like Eric Hovde, the rich pay less, and we pay the price. I'm not a political person. I'm a mom. I would never vote for a person like Eric Hufte.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
He's a comedian, a writer, and an actor, and teaches comedy, one of Wisconsin's own. Dobie Maxwell joins me here on Nightlight. Hey, Dobe.
Pete Schwabba, I am Chico. You're the man. Can you hear me? Is my Amish wood-burning computer plugged into the...
You got Amish.
Experience.
Oh, you got to update, buddy. I got gas powered and it's working like a charm. So change your life.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. Happy election day to us all. What's your experience been like? Did you early vote? Did you vote today? Are you going to vote before 8 o'clock Central Time here in the state of Wisconsin? And get in line. They have to let you vote. We're going to take your calls and your texts, plus get to some of the sound and news of the day, 855-752-4842. Civic. Carrie from Tulsa says she waited in Tulsa, went to Tulsa, voted in Tulsa at 11:15 today, waited 20 minutes, which is apparently longer than usual. The line to register to vote was longer and skewed younger and multicultural. Yes, thank you for sharing that, Carrie. I've heard other reportings of that as well. I think it was Ben Wickler yesterday, the chair of the Democratic Party of the state of Wisconsin. He said that about 13% of the registered voters, newly registered voters, were voting on that day. So that's a big number. If you're coming, those folks are not. They're like my daughter, 19, had to register to vote to vote, but was not registered until she registered. So is that someone who's counted in the polls? Probably not. So good to know that. Thank you for sharing. 855-752-4842. What happens if Trump, when Trump, you know, loses or goes away? What I'm afraid of, says Andrew from Verona, this mega base isn't going anywhere. They'll bow down to whomever Trump ordains the next leader in succession. Andrew, I hear you, but that charisma, for lack of a better word, that Trump has, that's something that's not easily replicated. And if I think about who's in Trump's orbit right now, that would be that person. It's hard to say. I don't think it's certainly not in the political circles. It's not Mike Johnson. That guy has the charisma of a tack. But what about some of the media folks? You know, Charlie Kirk, I've seen out there as someone who could possibly, you know, carry the torch. Tucker Carlson, you know, he's not another media type. Those are seemingly the types of personalities that, you know, might be someone who could carry that. But, the mega base, as I think we've discussed before, this is not new. They've been there. They've just been waiting for a guy like Trump to, you know, give them permission to really, really, really be there. And so they were there before. They're here now. They'll still be there in the future. Hopefully we can convince them that, you know, perhaps some of the misogyny and racism and those things are not great. And it'd be great to talk about, you know, what the capital gains tax should be, or perhaps what the speed limit should be. Or should we have, you know, standard time versus daylight savings time? You know, these are very important quality questions and debates to have when we don't have to worry about whether or not we should, you know, continue with a democracy. 855-752-4842. Lynn in Twin Cities, my wife is traveling, so we both voted at City Hall the first week of early voting. Maybe five people online. Was really an early ballot put into mail-in envelope. Was nice to see folks that made sure we signed and needed signing, sealed the correct envelopes. Yeah, lots of, when you do that, you got to, you know, sign it properly and witness it properly, because folks will challenge everything. Andrew says, it's a cult. They'll worship the ground he walks on until he's in the grave. The GOP is afraid of their own base. Donnie Jr., 2028. Oh, my God. All right, there we go. Donnie Jr. hadn't considered that. That would be the logical, but, you know, maybe it's Barron. It's certainly not going to be Eric. 855-752-4842. David from Racine. Hey, David, welcome to the show. Happy Election Day. What do you got for us?
Hey, good morning. Good afternoon.
Hey, David.
I just left the polling place in Racine, and it was a good 30 people, all different ages and colors.
Yeah.
In line to register. The line was to the door. By the time I got up and turned around, the line was back to the door. So,
wow.
They said it was busy all day.
David, how does that compare to previous voting experiences and other election cycles?
Well, yeah, because where I vote, I've been doing it for a couple of years here at this place. Usually I walk in and there's two people in front of you and you're out the door.
Okay. So yeah,
nice
busier.
You know what I mean? It's nice to see a nice. And then when you see all the new voters, that's the kind of the exciting.
Yeah, it is. You know, and, you know, folks, in my experience was, David, that most folks were pretty happy. There was you know, people there with their kids and their older kids, younger kids in line. It was barely drizzling. It was really warm today in Milwaukee this morning. I went in shorts and flip-flops, David. And yes, Jess, flip-flops are real shoes.
Hey, I like when you wear the flip-flops. I can hear you coming.
it wasn't a terrible weather day. And I was a little concerned. You know, some of the rain I drove through Sunday night coming back from the Fox Valley to Milwaukee was just torrential. And if it was like that, I think certainly it could impact the voting. But it wasn't my impression today, David. The weather didn't keep folks away. David, what about the – let me ask you about the policies. Was there any specific thing policy-wise that brought you motivated you to vote this time around?
No, it was strictly that, you know, I served in the military and voting for a lying, treasonous traitor was just not on the table. I've actually lost quite a few really good friends.
I'm sorry to hear that. David, thank you for your service. When you get in those conversations with your friends, and if you had other friends that served, you know, not everybody agrees on the same thing on politics. What's the sense of someone like Donald Trump who obviously does not fulfill his oath to defend and protect the Constitution? Is that part of the conversation? And how do pro-Trump military folks that you know or may know address that issue?
I think, you know, once they're Trump voters, there's nothing he could do or say. I mean, he's calling them losers and suckers, and they don't care.
Yeah.
Nothing matters. I mean, the guy could do anything in the whole world, and nothing matters. So, and the other thing is, how does this guy get to vote today? Because isn't he a felon?
He is a felon, David. You know, I think different states have different rules, and he has yet to be sentenced. I don't know if there's a window between, you know, conviction and sentencing and all that, what happens in Florida. But certainly if he gets convicted next time around and he's in the big house, he'd have to at least serve the sentence and get out of probation. I don't know how Florida does it. But, yes, let's not forget. Donald Trump is a convicted felon, and he is an adjudicated rapist. You know, one of the things I saw on the social media was said Donald Trump is a, and it had R-A, and then there was a P or a C that you could stick in the empty slot, and then it spelled either racist or rapist. You know, pick your poison on that one. Folks, this is the Dom Salvia Show. Stick around on the phones. We will get you 855-752-4842, and we didn't forget you texters either. Plus, more sound from Trump and Harris.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 910 WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. It's election day in Wisconsin, and voting across the state is underway. The polls opened at 7 a.m. this morning and will remain open until 8 p.m. Voters who don't know where their polling place is can check with their clerk or online at myvote.wi.gov. If you haven't registered to vote yet, you can still register at your polling place today. Voters must bring an accepted photo ID with them, and if you're registering to vote, you'll also need to show proof of residence. If you're still in line when the polls close at 8 p.m., stay in line as you will still be allowed to vote. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is considering a new rule to allow officials to update fish harvest quotas more quickly for Lake Superior. If approved, the Department of Natural Resources Board would be able to regularly establish new quotas based on specific data, allowing the agency to better manage the fish population. DNR officials say the rule change would benefit both recreational and commercial fishers by allowing them to take advantage of the higher fish population. The rule change could be implemented in the spring if approved. The Minnesota State Patrol is reminding drivers that the fall is the peak season for car deer crashes. According to law enforcement authorities, deer begin to wander into the roadways more often at this time of year because some of their normal food sources become unavailable after the harvest season. Combined with the increased darkness at this time of year, more deer will be on the move and it may be more difficult to see them in time. The peak hours for car deer accidents are between 6 p.m. and 9 p.m., so commuters should be on the lookout. Law enforcement authorities are investigating a death in Price County that they believe may be suspicious. According to a press release from the Price County Sheriff's Office, a person was found dead along State Highway 13 near Whitby Road in the town of Hackett on Sunday at around 9 p.m. Law enforcement authorities said in the press release that they do not believe there is any further threat to the community and the incident is under investigation. Authorities did not reveal the identity of the person who was killed, nor how that person may have died. For 910 WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment feed, I'm Pete Schwabba. Martha Stewart might be dealing with a hangover due to her displeasure with her biopic Martha on Netflix. While promoting her new cookbook during an appearance on a game show similar to Family Feud, she took a shot at Ryan Reynolds. When asked which actors she would like to hang out with in real life, she listed George Clooney, her pal Snoop Dogg, and Brad Pitt, but made a point to say Ryan Reynolds is not funny in real life, adding that he is very serious. She also acknowledged her comments might not go over so well since the two are neighbors in real life. Despite the final season of Succession bringing Kieran Culkin his first Golden Globe Award, the actor has still not seen the series finale. In a recent appearance on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, Culkin said he missed it because he was in Poland filming a movie and then went right to a vacation with his family. The actor told Colbert he knows what happens, but just sort of missed his chance. If only there was a way he could still watch it. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Some leftover showers this evening, mostly cloudy overnight and lows in the mid-30s. For tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds and cooler, highs in the upper 40s. Around 50 degrees and a mostly sunny sky for Thursday. It's 42 right now.
Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Woman pleads guilty to trying to smuggle 29 turtles across a lake in Vermont into Canada by kayak so they could eventually be sold in Hong Kong.
So they could vote illegally in November.
Stop box turtles from voting. She's facing 10 years in prison.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will discuss election results. We will discuss whether or not we have election results. I hope you'll join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Happy, happy election day to us all. Taking your calls, going to get through the news, going to get some of the sound from Trump today and from Harris from last night. Also want to remind folks, CNN broke this story earlier, about 30 minutes ago. Today, Milwaukee, Wisconsin will rerun about 30,000 absentee ballots through tabulating machines out of abundance of caution after finding evidence that the doors on those machines had not been closed properly. So they got to start over. So 30,000 out of 106,000+ absentee ballots. Here we go again. So if you're going to be up late, well, get yourself some caffeine. You're going to be up a little bit later. 855-752-4842. Andrew from Verona. Great. How many times will we hear Donnie complain about ballot dumps and MKE? Yeah, well, now let's
start a tally.
It's all right. What are we at right now? It's got to be at 6 or 7. Yep, the dumps, the late night ballot dumps. Mm-hmm. He's going to be all over it. Think all caps with lots of exclamation points.
Couple typos, a lot of typos.
Brian from Milwaukee. Hopefully Trump supporters take his advice and actually vote on January 5th. I voted 2 weeks ago. It took me 2 hours. Oh, okay. Well,
wow.
Yes, that's I guess maybe COVID, but I think I voted absentee during 2020. So literally today was the longest I've ever waited in line at 15 minutes. Jess, have you ever waited longer than 15 minutes? What's the longest you've ever waited to vote?
I think about 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And that was a significantly long line. Today, I had no line. I went during a lull at 9 a.m.
Okay. Yeah, and folks, and I certainly appreciate folks standing in line for, you know, 3, 4, 5 hours, but that's ridiculous. There should never be a circumstance in this world, in this country, where anybody exercising their right to vote has to stand in line for more than a couple hours. Are you kidding me?
For real?
Yeah, I mean, for real. Really? We put a man on the moon, but we got to disenfranchise voters for 5 hours? And, oh, yeah, you can't pan people water, right?
Mm-hmm.
A little bit more here from the text line, 855-75-CIVIC. Just like the Tea Party mega will fade and a new ringleader will create something new, it keeps flag sales consistent.
There's
the new flag, same as the old flag, you know what I mean? New boss, same as the old boss. Thank you, Tyler from Columbia County. Michael from West Bend. Voter number 808 in West Bend voted blue up and down the ballot, voted no on the amendment, took 5 minutes, moved faster now that they switched to digital check-in. The election official made an announcement that she was going outside to assist with an accommodation ballot. She was keeping the voting center open because she had auxiliary officers on site. Very smooth process, and everyone was very friendly, and I got a special sticker.
Aww.
Wow, way to go, West Bend, showing up and doing your thing. Jameson from Pennsylvania chimes in, and we're talking about the Trump felony and voting. Well, Jameson says that per Trump felony and voting, Florida defers to the law of the state they were convicted in. New York allows convicted felons to vote as long as they are not incarcerated. If he was convicted in Florida, he'd need to serve whatever sentence and pay all associated costs before being eligible again. Well, Jameson, that sounds about right. Thank you for your clarification. 855-752-4842. Let's get to some of our patient callers. Pete from Sun Prairie, you're next. Welcome, Pete. What do you got for us?
How you doing? I live in Sun Prairie address, but I'm in one of the surrounding townships.
Okay.
I work the poll, and we have a little over 3,000 registered voters. We had 1,600 absentee ballots.
Wow.
At 7 o'clock, we got hammered for about 45 minutes. My shift ended about 1:30. We were closing in on 800 in-person ballots out of, so I say, 2,400
out of 3,000. That's some serious turnout, Pete.
Normally, we might have 2 or 3 same-day registrations. We had well over 24 when I left. I run the ballot counter and hand out the sticker, and I had at least 6 young people. This is my first election. What do I do?
Oh, that's great.
incredible. Just incredible. This is like my third presidential cycle, and I've never seen the enthusiasm like it.
Pete, so is this a volunteer position for you, or is this something you're compensated for?
I volunteered for it, fully expecting to volunteer, and I did like $50.
Okay.
I mean, fine. I can buy some beer and a cigar.
Exactly. So what's your sense then when people talk, Pete, if I may, real quick, when people talk about, the election, we have questions on election integrity. I mean, you're in there, you're doing it, you're volunteering, you're getting your stipend for cigars and beer, but you're not getting rich off it. You're doing this to support your community. What's your reaction when Republicans question the job that you're doing, Pete?
I tell them they don't know what they're talking about. And we had a few glitches with the tabulator.
Mm-hmm.
And we cleared the malfunction, and we were very explicit to everybody waiting in line that this is what happened. This is what we are doing. Your ballot will count. Please wait. Thank you for being patient. This is what we did to fix the issue. There is a paper trail for absolutely everything. And anybody says that we can stuff, rig, change votes, they don't know what they're talking about because they've never been there. They've never seen the process in person.
Thank you, Pete. Thanks for doing that, man. For real, it is something. And I take a little personal umbrage with those things as well. My mother-in-law worked our local polls for a long time, for many years, and when you say that, you know, when you talk about my 80-year-old mother-in-law, that she's somehow, you know, trying to overturn the election, you know, that's ridiculous to me and very offensive to me. She, like Pete, like a lot of folks that work these polls, do it not for the money, but because they know that this needs to be done. They do it for the community. They do it for self-governance. They do it because some other folks aren't doing it, and someone's got to do it. And to say that we have, you know, more than 1,800 different municipalities that somehow, some way, that there's going to be some grand conspiracy between all of them to, what, somehow have Donald Trump lose, but, you know, Scott Fitzgerald and other Republicans win. You know, it never made sense to me. Oh, you know, it's a rigged election. Well, you won. Are you challenging your own election? Oh, no, mine was fine. You know, it doesn't make sense. You ever think about it? 855-752-4842. Annie from Watertown, you're next. Happy Election Day, Annie. What do you got for us?
I love what you just said. I love what you said before about, remember the days when a candidate would concede, congratulate, and then wish the best for the country. That was great too.
Yeah.
I went to vote. I'll go back, but I couldn't stand in line. I live in a very red area, and it was about the time after the Juneau rally that I ventured travel around the country and traveled through my county and saw an excess of Trump and Hovde signs, which I don't understand why farmers are voting for Hovde or the Trump administration. It's just, you know.
Well, he doesn't know it's in the farm bill, Annie, but he'll make sure the farmers get
it. How could he possibly? I mean, he's not in
the Senate
right now.
Yeah, you know, I don't know.
But I just, and Trump's guy, the ag secretary, came and said, little farm, sorry, you guys are, you know, going to be phased out because you just, you know, are going to go extinct, you know, and nobody was outraged. There, you know, it was not a big thing, but I just couldn't stand there with the people in my community, which I've been here 20 years, and, you know, it used to be, you could argue, but the last 2 decades or so, people don't argue facts. They don't know what's going on. They're in this, and then all of a sudden, don't talk politics. But now all of a sudden they're talking politics and they think they know something about it, and they know nothing, and they don't know anything about how things work or, you know, like, Trump can do this. And they don't understand when Trump breaks the law. You know, the whole emoluments thing, this, that, you know, that doesn't matter to them.
No.
I mean, it's just absurd. And it's a very sad thing that let's hope there can be a change.
Yes. Let's hope there is change. And I mean, that's what we're voting for. And that's tough when you're concerned about standing in line with your political rivals that used to be, that are, you're still your neighbors, and these things come up. I'm a big fan of talking sex, politics, and religion over the dinner table.
Or anywhere else.
Or anywhere. I mean, the things that, and the weather's fine, the sports are good. I mean, I like sports when, you know, I don't want to think about things that matter, unless I'm, you know, betting on a game. Why would we shy away from difficult conversations? Those should be the conversations that we gravitate towards. Because that's how we push boundaries and evolve and grow, if that's something that people are interested in. I think it's a shame that they're, you know, we can't talk politics at the bar. We can't talk religion at the dinner table. Well, okay, then when should we do that? Because apparently all you got to say is, hey, this is broke. Those guys broke it. Vote for me. I'll fix it. Without getting any deeper than that. And it's a little more complex than that. It's a little more complicated than that. You know, I'll be the first to admit, the older I get, the more dumber I am. There's so much to learn and to understand and to appreciate and to empathize with and to challenge and to come up with perhaps some own ideas and history to know, like, how we got here. What's the legacy? You know, those things matter. And you're not going to get that from a TikTok. You're not going to get that from Donald Trump's Truthy Social. You know, some of this is on us. We get the government we deserve. And I think we deserve so much more than Donald Trump. 855-752-4842. CJ, happy election day, CJ. Did you vote today? And what was the experience like?
I did it early.
Early voting?
It was good.
Hey, let me ask you, CJ, before we get into your topic. Now, in the last election cycle, hell, even sometimes this election cycle, Donald Trump was, and some of these megas were very, very down on early voting, that this is ripe for fraud. Did you see any fraud? Do you think there's fraud? Did you engage in fraud when you did your early voting? And how's it different now than 2020?
Well, I think the exceptions for COVID, they're supposed to go through the legislature. So the changes that are in place, I'm not thrilled with some of them, but you know what? I guess I'm interested to see the amendment. I heard you talk about people that are calling in and saying they voted against the amendment. That speaks loud to me. That speaks volumes.
And why do you say that? What is that telling you?
That's telling me that the mere exception that you and your party, Dom, want illegals to potentially be able to vote.
Well, illegals can't. I mean, those. Hang on, CJ, if I may. It's already illegal for non-citizens to vote in the state of Wisconsin, right? Right? We still got CJ?
You know, Evers promised. To veto.
No, listen. I know, CJ. Here's the thing. What is the point? Help me understand your position, CJ. Your interpretation. Right now, under the Wisconsin Constitution that you want to amend, it is already illegal for non-citizens to vote. Why change the Constitution? What is the motivation for doing that?
Because the one word, goes to only legal citizens.
Yeah. Okay, but it's already illegal.
Of that, your party wants. Let me finish.
Okay, please do.
And governor wants to disguise it. They want to disguise the ability to vote. Evers promised to veto anything that has to do with confirming that undocumented, illegal, that's why they're signing him up with driver's license. That's the Democrat plan.
Well, having driver's license is a great idea because otherwise, you know, the people that work on the farms, they get pulled over by the locals and they get whacked with tickets and fines and fees, and they should have the ability to, you know, earn a driver's license if they're going to be in the country. Thanks for the call, CJ, 855-752-4842.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Professor Charles Franklin from Marquette University Law School. This is the last poll before we will go to the polls.
In the presidential race, we have it at a 1-point Harris lead, 48-47, with 5% undecided. And how those people make up their minds, who to vote for or if to vote, that's easily enough to sway this race.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Matt Flynn joining us. This is a text off the text line. Quote, I'm dreading that it's a little too late. The last few weeks of polls are extremely bleak.
This is not the time to get wobbly. The polls right now still show her in the lead between 2 to 3 points. She used to be ahead by 5 points. So what?
Charles Franklin at Marquette Law School says polls don't vote. People do. Have a plan. Be a voter, Matt.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Show steady as she goes. 855-752-4842. Special election night coverage all night here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Jane, Matt, and Eric, Pete Schwab are going to jump in at the top of the hour, but we got one last segment for you. 855-75-CIVIC. A couple of the texters before we get to the phone lines. Hey, Dom, my polling place in Soldiers Grove, Crawford County, the vote station individual says that they were getting way more voters in there than they're used to, something like 50 an hour when I was there this morning. So turnout in my little area was really good, so says Ross at Crawford County. This is the third district, and I'm praying that Rebecca Cook beats Van Orden. Yeah, me too, man. Talk about someone who doesn't seemingly have the mental capacity to lead. And I'm not, you know, I'm not against people partying, but damn, dude, this guy was like yelling at kids all the time at the library, yells at kids at the Capitol. He's yelling at kids all the time. So yeah, I'll keep your fingers crossed. Ross, appreciate you. 855-75-CIVIC. Annie says, perfect, Dom. We need to be able to talk politics. The whole idea of this country depends on need and needs honest discussions about politics. Yes, and honesty, those things matter. A willing participant, you know, a good player, someone who isn't, it's hard to talk politics or policy or any of those things. Hell, religion or life or whatever. When you have someone lying to your face, no, you are not Dominic. No, yes, I am. You know what I mean? You can't. It's hard to engage when you don't have a willing player on the other side. We have some more that are not FCC compliant. Thank
no,
you,
but
Cam.
They're funny. Thanks, Cam.
They are funny. One more. Joshua up at Wausau said hour and a half in wait at the polling in Marathon Park in Wausau. Damn, that's kind of long. Llama from Madison, it's going to feel so good when Trump is defeated and the bully is gone.
Oh,
well, keep your
fingers to God's ears.
Well, he'll be gone from, you know, being the president, which is really what matters. But the bullying, that will remain until, you know, people may, you know, find shame in that again. The behavior that Donald Trump has pushed out there that people have just accepted. Oh, he really tells it like it is. Yeah, says the wolf that says, I will eat all the sheep. 855-75-CIVIC. Let's get a couple in here. Wisco Paul, happy election day, Wisco. Did you vote today? Did you vote early? What was your experience like?
Hey, Dominic. First of all, thanks for civic media because you guys really make a difference. I voted absentee because I knew I was going to be around today.
All right.
And if I was, I did get home in time, but I usually vote early anyway. It's pretty easy to do. And there's no way you can cheat. I mean, you got to have your driver's license. If you know it, the Republicans fixed that when busloads of people from Illinois were coming up here to vote. Remember?
I do remember.
Yeah, and today should be a national holiday anyway. But I'm a big fan of absentee or in-person voting.
Yeah.
And then you don't have to mess around the day, and you can't miss it. So, but anyway, mostly, Dom, I thank for your show and civic media because you guys make a big difference because you put the truth out there. And, you know, CJ is going to have a bad night tonight. So, all right, Dom, have a great weekend.
Hey,
or a week, I mean, the rest of the week.
Yeah, thank you, Paulie.
Hey, one last thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, one last thing. Yeah, I've got some Coke in the refrigerator and some Johnny Black.
So all right.
I'm ready to celebrate.
Yeah, a little caffeine, okay. Little alcohol. That'll keep you going, Paulie. Keep her safe. Keep it at home. Keep it locked into Civic Media, your local stations here or on the app. We have coverage all night long, as you can imagine. That's what we do around here. 855-752-4842. I keep promising some of the sound, Jess. I think
you do.
I was like earlier today, we're like, you want to hear the sound? No, no, I'll hear it on the air.
No, I'll hear it on the air. Sure.
Now
we
don't
have to do show prep.
Shh, don't tell anybody. All right, let's. We got a couple from Trump and a couple from.
Can we listen to Harris instead?
Let's just do the last one from Trump.
Just the last one.
I want to do the first and last one from Trump, and then we'll jump to Harris. So we'll do some salt, then we'll do some sugar. Let's start with Trump. The response to, what if there isn't a clear winner tonight? What does the orange man have to say? Cut one, please.
It should never happen. A thing like that should never happen. This election should be over. They spend all this money on machines. And frankly, if they'd use paper ballots, it would be over by 10 o'clock.
Old man yells at Sky.
Come on, man. I mean, Milwaukee has to reinsert 30,000 because of an opened or perhaps possible opened door. Thankfully, they're out of the envelopes. That's part of the, you know, the laborious process of getting those ballots counted. But if you had to, sorry, folks, we're going to do 30,000 all over again by hand. Let's do one more. Cut number four. Are you done after this?
Regardless of what happens tonight, is this your last campaign? Are you done after this?
Yeah, I would think so. I would think so. Sad.
Yeah, how do you feel about that? Sad. Because I get sentenced in like 3 weeks. That's going to be very, very sad. All right, that was the Trump. Let's hear Harris. Harris had a great closing message. She was working the phones today.
Mm-hmm.
Harris was on the horn. She was working the phones. That's so cool. She's got some energy, but let's hear what she had to say last night.
We got 1 minute.
All right, let's play cut. Whatever cut you want. The most relevant cut, please, Jess.
Then we finish as we started. With optimism, with energy, with joy, knowing that we the people have the power to shape our future and that we can confront any challenge we face when we do it together.
Closing message from Kamala Harris, and I'll paraphrase Caddyshack, Danny. Be the future. Be. Want to thank our guest today, Overtime with Maggie Dawn. She will join us later today on the Civic Media Radio Network for extended coverage of election night. Also, former Lieutenant Governor from the great state of Wisconsin, Mandela Barnes. Folks, polls are open for 2 more hours here in Wisconsin. If you got time, get out there. Thanks for listening. More Civic Media. Jane Matinier and Pete Schwab up next.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll look back at the vote totals, give you updates, and have our news team from around the state join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.